The moment that made me switch from a PC to a Mac. I'm sleeping. I have to be up early the next day. And someone starts tapping me on the shoulder. It's my daughter. She's got a paper. She needs to print it. Every time she tries to print, the computer crashes. Computer and the printer, they just weren't talking. Opening up the PC, digging through it, replacing cards. I was a maintenance man in my own home. The Mac has been a dream. Everything we ask it to do, it does. My name is Bill Swan, and I'm a dad.
Hello! The Colcast, the best 30 plus minute Apple conversation you're gonna hear all week long. I'm your host, Irfan Elijah. Oh yeah. Joining me today, is he male? Is he female? He's so dang pretty, I'm not even sure anymore. He's Colt Max, news editor. Buster Heine is here.
Oh, hey, you're talking about me.
Oh, you know it. You know it. Also joining us, you might look like your friendly uncle, but if your Apple News post isn't up to snuff, he'll put his sock and sandaled foot right in your keister. Lewis Wallace is here.
Yeah.
Is that the sound you make when you do it too?
Exactly.
Isn't that, that sounds like what you're supposed to do when you do like the hand chop though. Is it hi-ya work on kicks too?
Oh, absolutely. It gives me that extra, you know, gluteal punch.
Yeah, it really adds something to the violence, doesn't it? And you're like, hi-ya! And you really just jam your foot right in their keister.
Absolutely.
Buster does.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You might be wondering where Leander Keeney is. We're wondering the same thing, Lewis. Where the heck is he? Is he even alive? Yeah. Are you covering for him? Is he even alive anymore?
True. I haven't heard his voice in forever.
Weeks. I don't even know where he is.
You heard about that guy that they caught in Sacramento yesterday, the Golden State Killer?
Oh, yeah. I thought that sketch looked familiar.
Leander is safe. I went down to the office yesterday. I can verify Leander is alive, breathing, and the sobbing has become intermittent.
Are his eye sockets still puffy from all the crying?
Yeah, nice and red. He's finishing up that book, you know? These books are like, I don't know, it's like solitary confinement or something.
Especially when the deadline was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's like
wasn't the deadline 3 weeks
ago? Just won't go away. Yeah. You know, finishing touches, you know. It takes a lot of effort to make something this fantastic.
Mediocre. I'm sure it's going to be excellent. I'm just joking. Absolutely. I jest. Especially because I know you're writing 3/4 of it.
Hands off.
And Luke's 25, the other 25%. So Leander's just going to put his jacket on, the tweed jacket with the leather elbows, and he's going to take his picture, slap that on the cover, and it's going to be yet another fine L. Caney creation. So that's where Leander is. Hopefully he'll be back soon. Do you know if he's almost done with his book, Lewis?
Yeah, I mean, he's been saying this for a few weeks now, but like, oh yeah, it's almost done, you know, this week.
Same thing he's telling his publisher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm putting the finishing touches on. He's got like 7 chapters left. It'll be ready at any moment. I'm almost done. I just have to write the last paragraph and put the book jacket on. So, well, hopefully he's back next week. We really have no idea. He doesn't even tell us anymore if he's not going to be on the show. He just has stopped communicating with us entirely. So hopefully one of these days he'll be back. But that's okay. This is going to be a fun show anyway. We got so much great stuff packed into this show. We're going to do all the best Apple stories we could find from this week. And even though it's been a slow news week, we still have some very choice tidbits. And then we're going to wrap up the show with an all-new Under Review, where we pitch the gadgets that we have been tinkering with, toying with, playing with. And we'll tell you what we like, what we don't like. I have got a real powerhouse this week.
Really?
I've been saving this one.
Do you need me to bust out the big guns then too?
You might want to. You might want to pick the best thing that you have.
Because
this is one of the most powerful, insane pieces of technology I've used definitely all year.
Wow.
Possibly in the last 2 years. You'll hate it.
Lewis, I'll hate it.
Lewis might like it. I wish Leander were here because Leander.
It's probably like it's a self-heating mug or some shit like that.
No, I already pitched that last time. Leander would love it. Leander would love it. I know he would geek out over it, but, you know, alas, he's not here. So if you stay tuned to the end, which you definitely should, we will do that segment. Before we dive into all the fun, let me go ahead and say thank you to Udemy for supporting this episode. Udemy is the largest marketplace for online learning. Whether you're looking to learn something new or just sharpen your skills, Udemy has over 65,000 courses starting at just $11.99. Students around the world choose Udemy to discover new passions, expand their skills, and even change careers. Guys, if you're not learning in your everyday life, you're making a huge mistake. You should be sharpening your skills constantly. Do you see the fine specimen here across the microphone from you? How do you think I got this way? You think it was just by pacificity, doing nothing? No, I had to work on this physique. I had to work on my skill set. You should be doing the same thing. If you want to improve your life, visit ude.my/cultcast. That's ude.my/cultcast. Or download the Udemy app to learn anytime, anywhere. You know what? I got to do it too. I got to say thank you to Cult Cloth for supporting this episode. Hey, Erfan, didn't you launch Cult Cloth just about 3 years ago? Why, yes, yes, I did. And I haven't pitched it on the show in forever because we've had so many sponsors. I haven't had a chance to actually pitch my own wares, but this is a perfect opportunity to do it. So you've probably, it's been a long time since you've heard me talk about Cult Cloth. It is a product that I discovered through ordering samples from all around the world. I was looking for a great way to keep my gadgets sparkling clean. I hate having grime on my keyboard. I hate having oil all over my iPhone. And most people just live their lives with that stuff just glued to their devices. It's totally disgusting. I like a sparkling clean device. I want my devices to be in the same shape that I got them in when I first bought them. I ran across these cloths that were outstanding. They cleaned better than anything I had ever used before. You don't even need like any cleaning sprays or anything like that. You could just use a little bit of your breath. And I liked them so much, I decided to make them available for sale. And they've been selling like crazy ever since. That was 3 years ago when the Apple Watch first launched. And they work so well. People have been ordering multiple sets over and over again in that time. And we offer a satisfaction guaranteed return policy. So if you order them and you're like, you know what, I just don't like these, you can return them, no questions asked, and we'll take them back and refund your money. Because honestly, I want you to be happy with them. And if you're not, I don't want to keep your money and have you be pissed at me. So if I've piqued your interest, if you like me, like to keep your gadgets sparkling clean, check them out at cultcloth.co. There's pictures of everything. There's even a video that I did that shows them in action. If you want to see me in a video, I'm shirtless. I'm just in my skivvies. Yeah, I did that as a bonus. And it's on the cultcloth.co website. That's cultcloth.co. And if you use code CULTCAST at checkout, you will score a free 8x8 clean cloth with any order. That's cultcloth.co. And the code to use is CULTCAST at checkout. And you're supporting me, which I appreciate. So thank you very much for those of you that have done that. Okay. I got to start with this story because I warned you guys. I warned you all. I knew it was just a matter of time. And it's happening now. MoviePass, the service that I have been pitching for the last year, is rescinding their too good to be true offer.
Yeah. So sad. Which we knew this was coming for so long, though. You know.
Well, this is better than what I thought they were going to do, which is just straight up go out of business. Yeah, just one night totally. They would just be gone entirely.
Yeah.
So if you're a MoviePass subscriber, well, this is what I'm not sure of. I'm not sure if this new offer is going to apply to you or not, or if you're grandfathered into the unlimited subscription that you purchased originally. But here's the deal. The unlimited subscription that MoviePass was offering, it appears to be gone entirely. And now the service that they offer allows you to see 4 movies a month. And it includes a subscription to iHeartRadio All Access, which I think is just a totally lame version of Spotify or Apple Music. And by the way, isn't iHeartRadio in trouble? I heard they were going out of business.
Yeah.
So this is like two people going down together. This is they're both going to go out of business at the same time. This is Thelma and Louise going off the cliff. But the MoviePass CEO says he doesn't know if the old unlimited option will ever return. So my question is, are us users who got MoviePass grandfathered in to the unlimited movies? My guess is probably for a while, and then they're gonna screw us too. But even at the 4 movies a month, I still think this is an outstanding deal. Buster, did you get on board the MoviePass train?
All right. Sadly,
you didn't do it.
I did not, but the person that I used to go to the movies with a lot did, and they're always like, when we go to the movies, they're like, oh, what, you still haven't signed up for MoviePass? I was like, dude, get this one for free, dude. I'm just like, dang it.
It just goes to show that when I'm talking, you totally tune out. Because how did I not talk you in to getting a MoviePass subscription? Out of all the people in my life, you're the person who have heard my pitch the most. And you didn't get a MoviePass subscription.
I know, and it's so worth it, too. So worth it.
Dude, it's but even totally now, worth it.
Still worth it. $10 a month for four movies. Like, I wouldn't use all of those probably.
I don't even use all those. Yeah, I probably see 2 to 3 movies a month.
Yeah, I used to go to the movies a lot. So, like, the unlimited pass, dude, now I'm really regretting not that getting that because I could have just lived in the movie theater.
That's
just
basically like, what I do. I go to the movie. If I have even the smallest whim, I just go to the movie theater. And even if the movie doesn't look great, I go see a movie. I know people that go halfway into a movie and just see the rest of it. You know, like they don't even care if they show up for the entire movie anymore, or they'll just leave because they know they get movies for free, which probably is making it worse for the rest of us because they're just wasting MoviePass's money. But in any case, the four movie deal is still a great deal. So if you haven't signed up yet, I would still recommend doing it because you're probably not going to see more than four movies a month. That's one every weekend, but it's actually kind of hard. It's like Brewster's Millions. Have you guys ever seen that movie where that guy is gifted $30 million from like a distant relative who just died, and he has to spend it all without telling anyone in 30 days. And if he does, then he gets his real inheritance, which is like $100 million or like $1 billion or something. It's that kind of deal. It's really hard to use all the movies that they give you. Okay, Buster, let's talk about what turned into be a huge, totally irrelevant, but very interesting, highly amusing story, the Gal Gadot story that just happened.
Superwoman?
Yeah, wait, she is very super,
yes.
By the way.
Well,
but,
everybody...
But not using Twitter.
I think this should
She's
be
She's only
like,
average at using Twitter, though. She's average woman. Yeah.
And this is such an old-school like story, but basically, Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, who's an ambassador for Huawei. Is that how you say it? Huawei? Mm-hmm.
I like the amount of H you put on that too. It's
Huawei.
Yeah, that was perfect. Huawei. Yeah.
Anyway, so she's like the big person behind their new like awesome iPhone 10 clone phone, and then she got caught on Twitter using her iPhone.
Right. It's a tale as old as time at this point.
Yeah. I mean, we've caught Donald Trump doing this.
Really?
Yeah,
but he wasn't advertising another brand, though, was he?
No, but he was calling for Apple's boycott. It was during his presidential campaign,
yeah.
And then was tweeting from an iPhone at the same time.
I mean, people just don't realize that Twitter tracks this information and shows it on the web.
Yeah, yeah. There have been so many celebrities like this where I think one was like Oprah one time tweeted about how much she loves like her Microsoft Surface or something like that, but it got tweeted from an iPad or something like that.
Right. My favorite part about this story is, well, she deleted the tweet. So Marquez Brownlee, the YouTuber, spotted the sent from an iPhone tweet advertising the Huawei phone. And she deleted it, and then she reposted another tweet from the right phone. And then later, she also posted this statement. No, this was a statement given to CNET from her publicist, which reads like absolute normal English and not something that was written by a publicist at all. She said, "Some people have asked about my recent post with my new Huawei smartphone and think I am using an iPhone. That's simply not the case. I love my Huawei Tweet P20 and Mate 10 Pro. They are lifelines wherever I am in the world." And the thing that kicked me off, and this is total BS, is the fact that she remembered that her device was called a Mate 10 Pro.
Right, the P20 and Mate 10 Pro.
Yeah, there's no way a normal person would ever remember that.
Or saying like they are lifelines wherever I am.
Ridiculous. Give me a break. You're just making it matters worse. We caught you. You don't even like the Huawei. We knew that anyway. Anytime anyone advertises a phone that is not a Samsung Galaxy or an iPhone, we already know you're lying because those are the only phones that anyone ever uses. There's no way you, a mega celebrity who has infinite money, is using a Huawei. Come on, dude. We don't believe that for a second. All right.
Hey,
what?
I think we need the lasso of truth to get to the bottom of this.
Touche. Lewis, touche.
So you guys heard what she said, though, right? I mean, and this is actually almost believable. She said, oh, you know, one of my assistants posted that, and And then they said, oh, well, they posted it from a Mac, which doesn't make, why would it save Twitter? So anyway.
There's no way you posted this from a Mac, because if you did, Twitter would say it posted from Twitter on the web.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I could totally understand how she's not sitting there, you know, on Twitter doing these things, how she has a crew of people doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody can screw it up. But it's still, it's kind of amateurish.
Total amateur nonsense.
I can't believe I said that about her.
She's a beautiful woman, Lewis.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And, you've ruined your chances with her.
I'm done.
You've really blown it, but, you know, it was a small chance, so you haven't really lost that much.
Had to give it a shot.
Tell us about the iPhone SE, Lewis. We got a story this week that I thought was actually quite exciting, because the iPhone SE, though it is a budget phone, is looking like she's going to be a real beauty. Speaking of real beauties, how you like that? Tell us about the iPhone SE.
What a
Lewis.
Transition.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things out lately this week about the iPhone SE. It looks like there is going to be an update. The latest thing is that reliable leaker Benjamin Geskin, I think that's how you pronounce his name, says the new iPhone SE, which is codenamed Jaguar, will feature wireless charging just like iPhone X. I still have a hard time not saying iPhone X. I wish they called it the X.
I just call it the X, yeah. You can go either way at this point.
Yeah, okay.
That's the X, yeah.
Harassed.
Yeah, no one's going to say anything to you about that.
So anyway, to make this wireless charging happen, Apple's expected to scrap the handset's aluminum unibody design and give the iPhone SE 2, if that's what it's called, or just the next version of the iPhone SE, a shiny glass back panel. The other rumor that we've heard this week, and this is based on a supposed leak out of China. This picture, a couple of pictures going around, they show what it looks like an iPhone SE 2 with glass back and a headphone jack. That's the other thing that is the first rumors have said, oh, the headphone jack's going to not be in this new phone. You know, another Apple upgrade, taking away something that people, sometimes like.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I mean, that the Geskin thing is probably pretty accurate. The headphone jack, who knows?
If they update everything on this, if they make it waterproof, if they add Touch ID 2 so it's faster, this is turning out to be a formidable iPhone, because I love that glass design. Yeah. I think it's sexy.
Yeah, and, faster processor. They're talking about an A10 Fusion processor. I mean, I would actually recommend this phone to a ton of people, the current version, because it's a great value and it's a good phone. And if you don't want a giant slab of a phone in your hand and you don't want to pay $1,000 for an iPhone X, this is a great opportunity. And if they make this thing, if they upgrade it the way they're talking, it's going to even be better. So,
if this materializes the way we've heard it might, it doesn't feel like leftovers anymore. It feels like a really polished, low-priced device instead of just, use the old body here. We jammed in some old parts.
Yeah.
And here, take it or leave it.
Man, I just wish it had Face ID. That's the only thing. If it had Face ID, I would totally buy that phone.
You couldn't go back to Touch ID?
No.
It would
just
be
because,
hard.
Like, the way you interact with your device is so much different when you don't have a home button. Like, the gestures are, like, I find it, honestly, like, painful to go back and use, like, an iPad with a touch, a home button to, like, press it and to, like, go back to, like, a multitask and stuff. Yeah, it just feels archaic. So
it does. It feels like it takes way too much time. The app switcher on the iPhone X is probably one of my favorite things about it.
Like swiping that bar on the bottom.
Oh,
just
man,
go back to apps.
I do that.
Like,
it's so fast
so nice.
And fluid.
Yeah. So if they took out the touch ID, or they took out the, what is it? Touch ID button, the home button, and then put in Face ID, I would be all over that.
It's so antiquated now. We can't even remember what it was called. touch button?
Yeah.
Touch button with the ID system?
there's no way they're going to get Face ID to
that.
No, they won't. That's totally a pipe dream, but it would be so awesome.
So, speaking of charging things wirelessly, I thought this is worth mentioning. Do you guys remember the Air Power Mat? Do you remember what that was?
Yeah.
Apple talked about it. You guys remember
hearing
thing?
About this?
Yeah, I've heard
yeah
of it.
Okay. So I didn't realize how long it had been since Apple had announced this product. So they announced it at the September 2017 event where they talked about the iPhone X. And what has that been now? I think it's been 7 months since then. And if you don't remember what the Air Power Mat is, it's a little oval mat that will allow you to charge multiple devices at the same time. And there are other mats that are out there now that can do that, but Apple says the Air Power Mat can help devices communicate with each other to manage power consumption. So maybe, I don't know, the iPhone's like, hey, let me charge first, dude. And the AirPods are like, that's cool, man. You go first. How polite. You know, I don't know exactly what that means. Like, what does that even mean? I don't know, but it's supposed to do something special. Well, it's been 7 months now. We haven't heard a single peep about it. So I guess I'm wondering, will we see this thing at the WWDC keynote, which is supposed to be on June 4th? Because where the hell is this? This is so strange, too. And it just reinforces the idea that Apple needs to stop announcing products that they're working on. They used to never do this.
Yeah.
And now they're doing it again for whatever reason. They're talking about products that they're working on, and then the products don't materialize. And I'm wondering if we'll ever see this thing, or if it's just not going to show up ever. I think that could happen.
I thought there was like some FCC filings for the AirPad that mm-hmm. came out a while ago, which
maybe
made us think that it was coming out soon, but maybe not.
Well, if they don't announce it at WWDC at the keynote, I don't know when they would. It has to be ready by then. But, you know, it's freaking, we're more than halfway through 2018 now, and we still haven't even seen it, and we haven't heard Apple even talk about it, which I think is very strange. Okay, so before we start our under review segments, I thought it'd be fun to do a little Today in Apple History. I like these segments. We do them on Cult-O-Mac all the time. In fact, it seems like there is a Today in Apple History virtually every day of the week. There's something, you know, in the past that Apple did that was cool. And this one is interesting with a twist at the end. And it has to do with Pixar. So on April 25th, 1990, the historical event is this. Steve Jobs shut down the Pixar hardware division and ended the production of the pricey Pixar Image Computer. So many people probably don't know this. Pixar actually started out as a hardware company. George Lucas started Pixar. Man, George Lucas, has there been anyone in the course of history who has started more cool companies than George Lucas? I mean, he comes up with all these great
Elon
names,
Musk,
too.
You mean?
What?
Elon Musk, probably.
Maybe Elon Musk. But Elon Musk has only done...
Only SpaceX, the boring company.
SpaceX hasn't even done anything yet, dude. All they do is, like, fly
Tesla.
Rockets into space.
He's making a, like a... He said he was making, like, a cybernetic dragon or something yesterday.
Did he?
A dragon cyborg or something. I can't remember what it
That's
was.
That's cool.
But
I'd buy one of those.
It was like he was just trying to one-up Kanye on Twitter.
Yeah, I was going to say. He's busy building for Kanye. And he also did the Boring Company, which is selling flamethrowers.
Yeah.
People will buy anything that guy makes. I mean, he could sell his own turds on eBay and they'd sell. But, you know, George Lucas, Lucasfilm, he's got the Skywalker Ranch. He's got one of the best names for any company ever given, Industrial Light and Magic. What do they even make? You don't even know. You just know that part of it includes magic, and it's industrial grade. It's like the perfect name for a company. It's one of the coolest names I've ever heard. Anyway, Pixar was also one of George Lucas's companies, and he was trying to build a computer that would be powerful enough to keep up with the needs of Hollywood, to do the special effects and stuff that, you know, in the 1990s, the early 1990s, late 80s, that kind of stuff was just coming into movies and they didn't have the computers that we have today that could pump out virtually anything that you could think of. And so Pixar was building these computers. They were trying to sell them. They were incredibly expensive. I think they were like $300,000 or something. And Steve Jobs came in because George Lucas didn't want to own the company anymore. It wasn't turning a profit. And so Steve Jobs came in for $5 million, bought a majority stake in Pixar. And at first, he was trying to make this computer hardware business work, but in 1989, when Pixar's five-person animation group won an Oscar for the short film Tin Toy, he had a lights on moment. He realized, well, we're in the wrong business. We need to start making movies. And that's when he canned the entire hardware division. Okay, so that's the historical events. Well, what's fascinating about the story is on the Cultimax store, you can go look at this. This guy in the comments, Glenn Specker, chimed in and he said this: I led the hardware or the software team that was sold by Pixar along with the manufacturing team to Viacom. So I guess that part of the business was sold off. He said, we had just built our P2-9 computer, which I think was the second computer that Pixar had put out, which might have been only been $35,000. And he goes on to explain why this machine was incredible. And the U.S. government wanted to buy a bunch of these workstations. But anyway, that division of Pixar was closed down, as I just regaled to you. Well, Steve Jobs did something that Glenn Specker didn't like at all. He said, Pixar in 1991 was merged into New Pixar, which is a company that Steve Jobs formed and for which he was the sole shareholder. And Glenn goes on to say, he relieved us, all the original Pixar employees, from their founder's stock. And then the New Pixar changed its name to regular Pixar. You following me here? And then the company was sold to Disney. So Steve Jobs, he created a new company so he could be the sole stock owner, and then he didn't have to share any of the profits when he sold Pixar to Disney. So he was the one that made all the money, and all the original Pixar employees got screwed out of the value of their stock. And I couldn't believe what I was reading when I read this, even though it does kind of have the aroma of things that Steve Jobs has done in the past, doesn't it? And so I went to check out Glenn Speckert's website. He has a link to his website on Cultimac, and sure enough, he has this whole website where he's documenting all these different Pixar stories, and the guy is salty. He's clearly not happy about this. I mean, he's got a whole website dedicated to this whole experience and what it was like to work at Pixar and how Steve Jobs totally screwed him. So I kind of understand his perspective. He was one of the original Pixar employees. Steve Jobs made his first billion selling Pixar to Disney. So this Glenn Speckert guy could have made, who knows, untold millions.
Yeah.
And he made nothing because Steve Jobs
was a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Steve Jobs like earned that money, but yeah, I would be pretty mad salty about it too. Because yeah, if you were one of the founding members of the Pixar software team.
Right.
And how much did Steve Jobs sell to Disney? Like,
I don't know.
It was like $20 billion or something like that. It was ridiculous.
Huh.
So,
well, clearly he did share some of the stock with some of the people. I mean, Steve Jobs, this is a common Apple story. Steve Jobs was very tight bunghole about stock, right?
Well, there's also that story about his best buddy, David Kotke. I think that's who his name was. When the early days of Apple, like he was one of Steve's best friends and hung out with the two Steves all the time. And then when the company finally went public, people were like, oh, is somebody going to give Daniel or David Kotke some shares? And Steve Jobs was just ruthless about it and was just like, no, what has he done? Like, even though he's like a great friend of Steve, like he totally cut him out of all of the IPO action for it. So he didn't make any money either.
Ruthless, man.
Yeah, dude.
Man, that's what made him a legend.
Yeah.
I think that's also what made him so successful. The same things that made him successful also made people hate him. Because
he went for the juggler, it
seemed
like. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, he was like a lion, man. He just went right for your throat. And he seemed to be completely impervious to any type of feeling of loyalty or I'm not going to say he wasn't a compassionate person, but when it came to business matter, he was very shrewd. And he was as Scrooge McDuck as it gets. I mean, just
yeah.
Just does not care. If you don't like him, he'll keep all the stock for himself. I don't think I could do something like this, and I don't know very many people that could. If you were one of the original Pixar employees, you had helped build the company, your hardware was what was helping create the new animations that the Pixar animation studio was making and winning awards for, you deserve something, I think.
Yeah.
And not just a paycheck. But wow, if you want to check out this guy's website, or you want to see his comment in full, check out the notes for today's episode, and it will be towards the bottom. You can go check out his comments. And he looks like he's legit, dude. I went and looked at his website, and I couldn't believe that he found the Cult of Mac story and contributed it. And, like, no one seemed to notice. It's just sitting there. It's this gem sitting in the comments section.
That's true.
And it's only got 2 likes.
I never read the comments, though.
Yeah, it's usually a good idea. This is actually one of the most articulate, normal comments I've ever seen on Cult of Mac. Normally, it's just like, I hate you. Guys suck.
Sometimes there will be, like, a lot of comments on an article, and Lewis will be like, hey, man, there's a lot of comments. You should go in there and talk to him and stuff. I'm like, no, Lewis, no. Yeah. Stay away.
This guy's going to find my worst faults and exploit them because he's an Android user, and he really wants to make me feel terrible about myself.
Yeah. I read that comment, too, and oddly enough, I mentioned it to Luke. I said, hey, look at this comment from this guy. You know, can you check this out? Is it? Of course, I haven't heard anything back from Luke, the guy who wrote the story originally. But yeah, it's kind of fascinating. It's and I don't know. I've never heard this story. I don't know if it's true. I mean, this guy could be
I'm telling you,
crazy.
It's true.
It's too nerdy to like, like 4 chaps off-screen memory, 2 video cards overlay that ran NDWS for image exploitation. Yeah.
This is one salty nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy didn't make this up. And again, he linked to his own website where you can read even more. This is the abridged version. Like, this little paragraph is the abridged version of his entire website. He's got a whole website dedicated to how Steve Jobs screwed him out of his stock. I mean, it's what is
I would
it?
Too.
It's 28 years salty. Later, and this guy's still commenting on stories that he finds.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, he could have been a billionaire.
He could have been a billionaire. I know. I would be just this mad.
We should have had him on the cult.
You don't
cast.
Hear about Ron Wayne. Like, he doesn't troll around on forums like, God damn it, Steve Jobs, if I wouldn't have sold my shares to him. He is, like, way too happy about it.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't even care. He doesn't even care.
For people that don't know, I'm talking about, like, the third Apple co-founder who, like, gave up his shares for, like, I don't know, $2,000 back in the day.
$800.
$800, yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
And he's, like, super, like, happy about it still. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I could have been a billionaire. Dang.
It's like, well, you know, c'est la vie.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You win some, you lose some. Sometimes you win $1 billion, sometimes you lose $1 billion, you know? What can you do? And he's living a meager life in Nevada.
Yeah.
You know? So let's go ahead and move on to the last segment of the day, Under Review. This is the segment where we talk about our favorite gadgets. We tell you what we like, what we don't like, whether or not we think you should buy it. You might enjoy the purchase. I don't know. You know, just a conversation about other technology that may not be Apple related. Does anyone want to go first? Or should I just drop the bomb on
just
you guys?
Just drop that bomb. Drop that bomb.
I just yelled it. Did that break your break your eardrums? I hope so. So I have a gadget that's shouldn't even be legal. In fact, I'm not even sure if it is legal.
Oh,
it's like,
are we going to talk about your flashlight?
Dude, you know I'm going to talk about that flashlight. Do you remember when I talked about that laser beam, which is one of the worst things I've ever reviewed? I definitely shouldn't even have reviewed it. I'm surprised I didn't burn out my eyeballs, because if you look, even if you catch a refraction off that laser beam, you could destroy your vision forever. And I was way too cavalier with the power I was holding. It was like, and finally I was like, I got to get rid of this thing because I know it's just a matter of time before I blind myself with it. God. So I gave it to some 11-year-old. I was like, here, kid. Happy birthday.
Kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him the other day. He was walking with his hands outstretched, you know? Anyway, so I got my hands on the most powerful, this is not a joke, this is the very real deal, the most powerful flashlight on Earth. On Earth. It's called the Immelent DX80. I'm surprised. I did a whole YouTube video on this on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/AirFunElijah, if you want to check it out. It's not getting any hits. I think YouTube doesn't know what to do with it. They're promoting it in videos where people are talking about like their favorite beers and stuff. I thought it was going to go viral because it's massive. It's insane. So just to put it in perspective, your headlight on your car, and the average headlight is about 1,400 lumens. A lumen is a measure of brightness. It's what they use to, you know, discuss how bright lights are. So your headlight, just one of them, is 1,400 lumens. Together, it might be, you know, 3,000 lumens. You might have high-intensity headlights, and, you know, they might be a little bit brighter than that. But the Immelent DX80 is 32,000. 1,000 lumens. So your headlights might be 2,000 lumens. The Immolet DX80, 32,000 lumens. It fits in the palm of your hand, but it is an absolute monster. When you shine it in a direction on full light mode, it turns night into day. Go watch the YouTube video. I compare it to some of my other favorite flashlights. I have a whole collection of flashlights because I'm a total dork. And I don't know what it is. I love flashlights. And if the power goes out, if there's a magnetic impulse, you all are going to be walking around in the dark. Guess who's going to be reading a book? Me. You know? And it's like a spotlight in the palm of your hand. It turns everything in front of you. It's so bright, you won't even be able to see it. It will be too bright. You won't even be able to look at it directly. The thing is, $380, which I know sounds like a lot of money. But the flashlight is totally waterproof. It's got all these different modes. You could use it on the lowest power mode, which is 150 lumens, for days, maybe even weeks. I don't even remember. It's got the batteries built in. The most expensive part of a lot of these batteries are the 18650 type batteries. They're like a very large AAA that you have to use. And the 18650 batteries can cost between $10 and $30, depending on how nice of a battery you get. And this thing includes all the batteries built in. They're all built in. It's a rechargeable flashlight. It also has an OLED display on it that shows you how many lumens are being output. So it's a very nice device. And I'm just surprised that it's not more well known, because it's the most bright flashlight on Earth. I mean, whenever something is the best thing on Earth, you would think it would get a lot of attention, right?
I don't know. There's lots of best things.
There's
on
lots
Earth,
of best
right?
things on Earth, I guess. But this is one of the cooler ones, in my opinion. I'll link to it in the show notes if you want to check it out. It's $380. Like I said, it includes everything. I think it ships from China, and so there's no tax or anything like that. I think it's free shipping. And it's an outstanding flashlight. It's an absolute monster.
I'm
go
sure.
Go check out my YouTube video.
Like, you should go camping sometime so you can like use it properly.
I use it all the time. I use it all the time. Well, I mean you whenever know, I need like, a flashlight, I just go grab it, even though it weighs like 2 pounds.
I just grab
pounds.
My magnificently high-powered flashlight for just like looking for my car keys or something like that. You know?
Yeah, exactly. When you turn it on full blast, you can't even find your car keys because you can't see anything.
It's like too bright.
It's like you're standing in heaven all of a sudden. You're like, God, is that you? Oh no, it's not you. It's just Leander Canny. He's drunk again. But I mean, it's that bright. It turns the entire room white. Mm-hmm. And it's such a small device. It just seems strange. The output coming from this little thing in your hand, it's real power. It makes you feel like you're holding real power. If you've never held a real power in your hands, This is your opportunity to do that. So that's my pick, the Immolet DX80. Buster, are you going to break out the big gun? Because I know that Lewis said he had something big too.
I'll just save it. I'll just save my big guns for later.
All right. What do you got then?
Me? Oh, you know what? The folks at this is really isn't like super new, but the folks at Moment, you know, the Moment lenses for iPhone that you can attach to your camera. They sent me the iPhone 10 case that you can use, like, so it's like a protective case with a wood type of grain backing, so it looks really classic. But like the awesome feature is you can use it to attach their lenses to the case and everything. They just have the best lenses, man. Like, they sent me the whole, like, the wide lens, the telephoto, and the macro lens. Yeah. And I gotta say, like, if you're ever thinking about really getting into photography and like thinking about buying a DSLR or something like that, honestly, I would say maybe don't do that and just get a system like this, because it is super useful. I'm kind of not using my DSLR a lot at all anymore, because I just bring these lenses around, and it's, you know, you just attach it and you got a wide angle lens, and I use them for video too. But anyway, they're really awesome.
So how much is the set that you got, or do they even sell it?
I don't know. It's probably like, I think all together, like all the lenses I have is probably like $300 worth of Moment lenses.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
Right.
Right.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, there's a lot of companies out there that sell like lens attachments for the iPhone, but if you're gonna get one, I think you might as well just invest in Moment lenses. Like, they're so heavy, like they feel like quality glass, but yeah, like one lens is like $100 each.
But the key is the case too. You have the case on, it makes it easy to take the lenses on and off.
Yeah, that, and I forgot to mention the new anamorphic lens that they came out with. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, for video, mm-hmm. making sexy like cinematic videos and stuff with their new anamorphic lens that works with the case, like.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot. I've heard that term, anamorphic lens, used before. What exactly does the anamorphic lens do?
An anamorphic lens?
Yeah.
So the way anamorphic lenses, basically it's designed, like it's a lens where it's like shaped, I guess, cylindrical on the mm-hmm. outside, more like concave. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be like one where it gives you really good like... J.J. Abrams, what are those? Light streaks and stuff
right.
like that. So you get uh-huh. like more like it looks like the light streaks look linear, though. Like it's very hard to describe. But
So it creates a certain type of look.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So if you're doing anything with like light streaks and stuff like that or want it to make it look cinematic,
yeah.
you want to use an anamorphic lens to like kind of get that like cinema quality.
Have you posted any of this stuff on your Instagram?
Yeah, it's on my Instagram. Yeah, right. I've only been using my iPhone. Yeah, I used these lenses the entire time I was in Maui. It was and didn't even use my DSLR because I was just using moment lenses. So like anything on my Instagram from the last like 2 or 3 months has all been taken with these moment lenses.
So all the photos that are on your Instagram have all been the moment lenses?
Yeah, unless it was like a drone photo. Then it's the Mavic.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, we'll link to your Instagram and.
Give me those. People can check those out.
Yeah. you'll get thousands, dude. Are you ready? Dude, I hope Instagram's servers are ready for the influx of follows.
Gila shark.
You're about to get. Yeah. Yeah. Spelled with a G.
With a G.
Yeah. I'll just link to it in the show notes. That way people can actually find it. Okay. Lewis, take us home. Country roads.
Well, I'm really jealous of these camera lenses. But
what did you think about my flashlight, too?
Well, I'm terrified of that thing.
Yeah. You can actually use it to tan yourself.
Oh,
yeah.
That's actually a feature you didn't sell.
Yeah, I get totally nude and I have my lady just shine it down at me. You guys would be envious of my bronze complexion.
Your vitamin D dosage for the day. Just flashlight it on.
Right. You can use it as a grow light. Get the freshest, juiciest tomatoes you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could have used it last night in the darts bar when the lights went out, man.
Yeah, you would have lit the whole bar.
Wow.
You would have saved the day, Lewis. People would have been like grabbing your shoulders, shaking you, giving you drinks.
Yeah, awesome. Another missed opportunity. That's the story of my life. Missed opportunities.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, so what do I got? This week I got, this is something I've heard of this product for a while. It's called Simply Safe. Have you ever heard of this?
Oh, dude, I got a Simply Safe.
Do you have the new one?
I do not. I was going to reach out to them. Did you reach out to them?
I reached out to them. You know what I heard back?
What?
Well, let me check with my people and I'll see. And then a lot of chirping, crickets chirping, nothing. So anyway, I was back in my my rural home base in the Appalachians in southern Ohio this past week. Place that I rent out, and it's vacant for a couple of days here and there, whatever, and forever and ever I've had an alarm system in there. The alarm system's like $29 a month, right, just for the alarm system. And then the phone, it works with a phone line, $70 a month. So I'm paying what,
You're paying $70 a month.
Isn't
for
that
a
insane?
Phone line?
It's insane.
That is literally insane. Why would you ever do that?
There's zero competition. You have to have a phone line for this security system.
Wow.
So I finally, last week, I'm like, I've had it. First off, the phone line never works there. So, and when I was back there, in fact, it was down. The phone is just out. And I called them up and said, hey, I need you to come and fix the phone. And they said, oh, let me see. I think we can get somebody out there by April 30th. I'm like, what?
2019.
That's like a week and a half from now. No, I need this now. They send somebody out grudging. Anyway, that's all beyond this. So I got so irritated with them. I can't wait to turn that off. And I'm like, okay, screw it. I don't care if Simply Safe sends me one. I'm ordering one now. I paid extra for overnight delivery. I got it delivered to my house. I'm like, I'm going to install this and I'm going to cut the cord on this house. Get rid of the phone, get rid of the security system, everything. So this new system is awesome. I mean, if you've, maybe it's, I don't know how much different it is from the old one, but I was always skeptical of this company because they advertise a lot. I mean, a lot, right? You hear on the radio, you hear this, that. They've advertised on Cult of Mac. We had a Cult of Mac deals thing with them.
And then you really knew you couldn't trust them.
Well, like, actually, reading
the... They're scrupulous enough to advertise with us. We know we can't trust them.
Well, I'm reading that. I remember editing that sponsored post and going, wow, can this be possible? There's got to be a catch, right? Well, I got to tell you, I don't think there's a catch. I think it's actually just awesome. I got this little box of stuff. I ordered, you can do a custom parts, right? I want this. I need this kind of sensor. I need that kind of sensor. I got, I spent like about $500 on this. I mean, it was not cheap, but it's kind of a large house and kind of a lot of, sensors. I ordered a system with 10 entry sensors for doors and windows, motion sensor for the main room, so if anybody's walking around, glass break sensor for a room with a lot of windows, smoke alarm. Also, because the house, like nobody goes down in the basement of this house, right? Every now and then, this being the country, the water pressure, for some reason, these people can't handle their water pressure, and it just this happens to people all the time. Suddenly, their home is flooded down there. It's crazy. So I bought it, like $15 or $20. I can't remember. Is it $15 or $30 for a little water sensor? I put it on the floor down by the water heater, and
it'll tell you if it's flooding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so handy.
It's potentially, it could save you a lot of money, right? I had a freeze sensor to tell me if it gets really cold and pipes are in danger of bursting. It all came in this little box. Couldn't be easier to set up. You just plug in the base station, pull the battery tab out of this little keypad, and you're off and running. You just go through and you enable each sensor one by one. You pull the little battery thing out so that it's alert. You press a button, and the keypad, you can carry the keypad around to wherever you're installing these things. And it says, add another sensor, and you say yes. And you pull a little drop down and you say where it's located and give it a name really quickly. I had this whole thing set up in an hour. And the most amazing thing is you don't need a phone line and you don't need Wi-Fi. And, there's two different plans you can pay for, the monitoring. And one is $15 a month, or you can get the interactive service for $25 a month. And that's what I went for. Now I can change the pins remotely, like if somebody's coming there to stay, I can say, oh, here's your specific pin to turn this thing off. I can look and see who's checked in, who hasn't, what time. I can, it's all through, all through a cellular connection. You don't have to have any kind of phone line or anything. You don't have to have Wi-Fi. This is a way out in the country, so they don't even have internet there. I mean, I could get satellite internet, but, there's another giant bill for a crappy service. Anyway, I was so pleasantly surprised with this that I just couldn't wait to talk about it on the Cultcast. They have an iPhone app. You can change your pins, do all this stuff, monitor it through the little Simply Safe app. I was shocked at how good it works.
I have the same system. Mine is older. The older system is so freaking ugly. Ugly. The new systems are polished. They're sleek. You could tell they brought in an industrial designer. The previous systems, I think they were built by engineers who just wanted the thing to work. They didn't really care how it looked.
Yeah.
And it's so ugly, it makes me want to buy a new system because it's like, oh, dude, I can hardly stand to look at it. But you have like true. the new black sleek system, right? That new system.
Well, I went with white, but yeah, it's good looking thing. I mean, it looks kind of like an Amazon Echo or something.
Right.
It looks very modern. The little sensors that you put on your door, they're like the size of a matchbook or something. Not even that big. I was really impressed with it, and it all seems very well thought out. I mean, the whole time I was doing it, I was like, wow, this is very much like an Amazon product or an Apple product where, it's completely simple to use, completely straightforward. I mean, I could see how people would look at this and go, oh, I have to set up my own home security system. Oh, my God. Well, it's all wireless, and you're literally just
– you just stick stuff to the walls.
You're just peeling a little piece of tape off and sticking it on the thing. It takes like 3 minutes to install one and add it to your system. It's unbelievably easy to set up. I have not yet had the police come for a break-in. I hope that never happens. But I guess that's when the proof is in the pudding, right? I mean, who knows
what actually happens.
Yeah. My interactions with the Simply Safe people on the phone were great. They're very polite and not you know, pushy or anything. You know, they're just really helpful. And you're like, hey, call us back if you got any questions.
The one thing I don't like about it, and I understand why they do this, but it really bugs me that they do it, is they make you pay $20 a month if you want to access all of like the HomeKit type features, if you want to change stuff while you're away or, you know, change pins, like you said. They have a cheaper plan that's $15 a month, but it doesn't include any of that stuff.
Right.
And also they have you could just do no plan. You can just have the alarm system make noise, but not call the cops, uh-huh. you know, when right. your alarm goes off. And I feel like they should include the smart features for free, because if the devices are capable of doing those things, the Arlo cams are capable of doing those things too. You buy the Arlo system and all of that stuff is included for free. And you also get 1080p video storage for up to 5 different cameras for free from Netgear when you have the Arlo system. So why is SimpliSafe charging $20 a month for those features when Arlo is giving them to you and they're more robust for free?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd say it's because they got to make a profit. And
but so
frankly,
doesn't Netgear?
Well, I'm just saying it's, and by the way, it's not 20, it's 25 a month.
Oh my gosh.
But, you know, it's still like that's so much less than other competitive things. You know, yeah. I was talking to the people that run the security system down in Ohio. They charge, like I said, $29 a month for the phone system. I could have ordered a cellular, like a dongle or something that would connect cellularly the way SimpliSafe does.
Yeah,
that I was gonna have to pay $200 just for that, and then suddenly they charge you
a selfie
twenty. No, so it's 29. They were going to $13 more, $41 a month.
Wow.
You know, it's like, I mean, you know, maybe Southern Ohio is a special case of gnarly abuse, but it's SimpliSafe. Even I understand why is it $10 extra? Why doesn't everybody get that interactive thing for free? And it doesn't seem like there could be any real like additional cost, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Somebody's
it's definitely
pay
a good idea, though, isn't it? I mean, it's completely changing the alarm system industry.
Oh, it's – I mean, I was just – I'm still raving about it, man. I love it. I was telling everybody about it back there, and they're like, wow, I never heard of it. I'm like – I'm kind of like, how have you never heard of it? It seems like I hear a commercial for them like every day.
Every podcast I listen to.
Yeah,
they advertise on every – why don't they advertise on this podcast?
They need to get in touch with us because,
yeah, what the
man,
heck? We're,
we are true
we're
believers.
Right now. Yeah, seriously, this would be the perfect place to advertise. Well, we got to reach out to them. Reach out to that guy who churned you down for the free system and demand that he advertise on our podcast. Would you, Lewis?
I'm gonna see if maybe he could, you know, send me a free key fob. Oh, wait, no,
yeah,
I
he
got
needs to
free
send you something.
Fobs.
Maybe a key fob or a free SimpliSafe sticker for your window. Yeah, you deserve something. Reach out to him. Tell him to get in touch with his people and tell him you need 3 stickers, one for each of us. So
I got the 2 free stickers and the free yard sign.
Oh, you did? Oh. Well, there.
Oh,
maybe
yeah, already,
that was your hookup.
I'm already
right?
covered.
Yeah, there it is. You have free yard sign.
So, do you have the SimpliCam?
I don't have the SimpliCam. No, I wasn't even trying to pay a subscription fee for keeping the system, and I already have the Arlo system. So, what's the point?
What
you know?
For? Yeah, that's the only thing. I wish that this worked with HomeKit. I mean, if it worked with HomeKit, it would be unbelievably awesome. I mean, and that's just. You know, I like every. I don't know. Even sometimes I don't even understand why I want stuff to work with HomeKit because it's kind of like
it's so
know.
Unreliable.
Well, and it's just. I mean, really, like, how much are you really gonna? I don't know. It seems like it would be nice, though.
Anyway. Look at this guy. He gets the SimpliSafe. All of a sudden, HomeKit's not good enough for him. He's bagging on it. You probably want to do a SimpliSafe podcast now.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. You've changed, man. All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up there. That's all the Cultcast we have for you guys this week. Hey, if you want to come say hi to us, if you want to discuss any of today's stories that we mentioned on the show, we're on Twitter. I'm at Arifon. Lewis is at Lewis Wallace. Buster is at BST3R. One more quick thanks to Udemy for supporting this episode. If you're looking to learn something new or you just want to sharpen your skills, Udemy has over 65,000 courses starting at just $11.99. Visit ude.my/cultcast to learn more. ude.my/cultcast or download the Udemy app to learn anytime, anywhere. This has been the Cultcast, the best 30 plus minute album conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the Cultcast come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Hey, Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Does your Simply Safe podcast need a host?
You know anybody who's qualified?
I know a guy who's got some skills, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can work something out.
Yeah. Give me a couple of those stickers, and I'm your guy, man.
What up?
What's going on?
Not much.
Dude, I'm in a great mood.
Are you?
The weather here is so nice today.
Oh, really? You got some Phoenix weather there going
it
on?
It is 68 degrees and sunny.
Oh, wow. That's
I'm
beautiful.
I'm sitting here totally nude.
Oh, I would too.
Just soaking in the rays.
Just let it all out.
Yeah, well, most things. I got a sock on.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, why? Why? Well,
there's a lot of bugs flying around.
Oh.
No, you don't want to get bit. You gotta protect the critical elements.
True. You don't. Yeah. Mosquito bites on those things are never fun to deal with.
It's a extra long tube sock too. It's a knee high sock.
Knee high socks. Oh damn. Yeah,
the stripes at the base.
Didn't know you were that endowed. Congrats.